Listen very carefully, I shall mumble this only once. So wrote one wag on Twitter after watching the new BBC miniseries, SSGB. There have been so many complaints about the actors mumbling their lines that the BBC has promised to examine the sound levels before the next episode. Here's a clip from the programme.
Thank you, Jim.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. Sir?
Thank you, Jimmy.
So, what you been up to?
I'm not entirely sure. What did you get?
Well, according to the neighbours, Peter Thomas was involved with some Luftwaffe Feldwebel.
Well, we're joined by Daisy Goodwin, the writer and television producer who created the period drama Victoria on ITV, and by Fevsi Turkalp, who's the editor of the technology website GadgetDetective.com. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Now, morning.
You would have thought it was the most important thing to get right, to allow the audience to hear what's going on. Daisy Goodwin, what do you think is happening that we are struggling to hear?
I think the actor, in this case Sam Riley, has made a choice that he doesn't want to speak with, you know, perfect crystal clear diction. And I think he's made that choice because he's playing a very ambiguous character, a man working for the police force in Nazi-occupied Britain, and he's not quite sure that he wants everything he says to be understood. That would, I guess, be the thought process going through his mind. And from my experience, if an actor makes a choice about how they're going to play a role, it's very hard to make them change their mind about that. And also, if you say speak up, they'll say that's not what my character would do. So I'm guessing that's what's happened here.
And I mean, you know about the process of creating programmes. Do we, the audience, just have to accept that?
Well, I think there is something to be said for the bumbling actor, and this won't be a popular choice, but it does make you pay attention, because, you know, one of the reasons that I particularly enjoy Scandinavian crime is that you read the subtitles, so you can't look away, you can't play with your phone, you can't go on your computer. So I think the mumbling actor is the antidote to the double screener.
Because you have to switch the subtitles on. There is another possibility, Fevsi Turkalp, which is that despite the screens on flat TV screen, flat screen televisions being so good, the image is incredible, the sound isn't as good as it used to be, is it?
Yeah, in many ways it's not, because when you consider a conventional TV was a big box with depth to it, so you could put a big, decent pair of speakers that could handle a wide variety of frequencies. Now those speakers often have to have less than 1 inch of depth, because that's how thick the TV is. It's thin enough to hang on a wall. And that's one of the reasons why people have started to invest in things like sound bars, which are those speaker strips that you can add onto your TV underneath the TV set to try and give yourself, you know, at least halfway decent sound.
Or the little speakers that go around the room.
I was listening to this on with fantastic sense around speakers, and I had just as much trouble as my 16-year-old daughter understanding the dialogue. But I reckoned it was an artistic choice, so I went along with it. So I don't think it was the sound quality of my television, definitely.
If you put it down to the acting, is it when you get into the edit suite and you're putting a picture together, is there a point at which you think, oh, I wish the director had stepped in here to try to get the sound clearer?
Yes, there definitely is. And you can remedy this by going in and asking the actor to come back in and revoice some of the lines. It's called ADR. But sometimes they don't want to do that. And in the end, you are dependent on the actor to make those artistic choices. So there comes a point where you have to decide, is this the actor I want, or do I want the diction to be absolutely crystal clear? And sometimes you have to make that choice.
And Fevsi Turkalp, that we know from here when we have dodgy lines on things, there's a tremendous amount that people can do to improve the quality of the line. Is there something that our televisions, that'll be the next step for televisions to try to clean up sound?
Well, there are, most TVs have got different sound modes that you can select from the menu system, and some of those are more for listening to music, others for dialogue, and it's to do with the range of frequencies frequencies that they'll boost and concentrate on. So just imagine it boosts the vocal range. So that can be done without spending any extra money, or you can, as I say, you can get a sound bar, which, you know, might cost you £100, but may be a good investment. But I would say to you also that last year the BBC produced a best practice guide to try and deal with this, because this happened before with Happy Valley and Jamaica Inn. So it's not, and some of that's in the planning, some of it's in the recording, some of it's in the editing. And when the music industry makes music, they had to change how they recorded that music, because people were now listening to it on, not on home hi-fis, but on MP3 players and now streaming. And they changed the frequencies in that sound so it would sound good for the listener, not just sound good in their studio. And I think perhaps there has to be some thought given to how this sound is being listened to and on what devices.
Fevzi Turkal, Daisy Goodwin, thank you both.